It's actually lines below that.
Well, right down 8:45, Jason Derulo. Let's bring in Mr. Jason Derulo. Here is Mr. Jason Derulo. Yeah, there he is. How are you, Jason? Yeah, don't come around. I'll say it.
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Nice to see you again.
You too.
Come in and sit
You're
down.
You're jingling like it's Christmas.
Look at that.
Can't sneak up on anybody.
You can't sneak up on us.
Look at all that bling. Wow. Look at that. That's what 7.3 million singles around the world get.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. It's 12. But
oh, really?
It's cool too.
I'll give over. How many albums have you sold?
I think it's up to 800,000 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And how many singles?
12 million.
12 million.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible,
By
man.
By the way, don't let the record company lie to you. That means you've earned at least $100,000. So don't let them... If they say, nah, there's no money in it, there's no... They're lying.
There's no money in this, yeah. I'm still driving the same thing I was driving when I was 16.
That's right. Have you bought anything yet? Have you bought anything kind of nice and flash with your... success
I can
money.
See the watch from here. That's got to be it.
You know what? Like, I'm normally not really like a flashy guy, but I really like this watch for some reason. But like jewelry wise, no, I don't really like splurge too much on stuff like that. But I've bought a couple of houses for real estate and stuff like that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So you're born in Florida.
Born and raised, yeah.
Born and raised in Florida, right. Mm-hmm. And you got brothers and sisters. So tell me about your life growing up.
I grew up in a two-family home. I have both my mom and my dad.
Okay.
Which is very rare in America. Very loving.
Are they still together now?
Yes.
That's nice.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, so I have one brother, one sister.
Okay.
None of which do any music at all.
Right.
So I was an arts kid. I always attended performing arts schools, like doing Shakespeare, musical theater, classical music, jazz music. Grew up doing all of these things, and when I became 8 years old, I wrote my first song.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this song because I had a crush on this girl in my class, and I didn't know what to get her. I didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do, so I was like, okay, I sing, so I'll write this song. So that started my long journey of songwriting, and that's
did
how
it
I,
work? Did you get the girl?
You know what? I chickened out, man. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I never sang her a song. But
I tell you what, you get it now.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Think? Oh, man, yeah. Of course.
Well, Amy, if you're out there, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you don't know. She might be really fat and ugly. you want to at least see what she looks like first.
She might be listening to us now on the internet, though, or on Sirius.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you got to check her out.
No, she might have like 5 kids.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't need that. Yeah, you're
going to be riding solo, Jason.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Heading out tonight, I'm solo, riding solo.
I like the lisp you have with it. That's good.
Well, because I can't do the... You know that when he does that.
Yeah.
I'm solo.
So it's nice.
So did you have, like, what's your background as far as, like, did your mum and dad both work, or did your dad just work? Did your mum stay at home? Did you have much money, or?
Yeah, we grew up, like, middle class.
Right.
My mom is an immigration officer. My dad works for Social Security.
Wow.
You don't
mess with those two, do you?
No.
Yeah, so I never, like, grew up, like, wanting things.
Right.
You know, I grew up, pretty, like...
You weren't rich, but you didn't kind of... You didn't feel poor. You felt just normal kind of upbringing.
I couldn't, like, get a pair of Jordans when I wanted to.
Right.
But, I had shoes on my feet, So
did you get, like... Do you get pocket money in America? Do you get that? Like, here in Britain?
Like an allowance. Do they call it an allowance?
Yeah, they call it an allowance.
Right.
Never had that.
Never had that.
Yeah, my friends used to get it, and I used to be like, Mom, we need to talk about this.
Mm. Damn right.
But no, not in my household.
Now you live on your own?
Yes.
Where do you live now?
Miami.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. Which is that where you were brought up as well, Miami?
Yeah, born and raised in Miami.
So how far away from mum and dad are you in your new place?
About 15 minutes.
That's nice.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is your house bigger than their house? It is, isn't it?
Actually, no. Actually, the one that I live in is an apartment in the W.
Okay.
I'm on the beach, so it's apartment. I didn't like need a yard and stuff like that,
right?
Because I'm never around for one,
sure,
and I don't have like kids and stuff like that, and I wouldn't be able to keep it up myself.
Have you got it like decorated and kitted out how you want it and stuff? Is it
Yeah, I had to get somebody to do it for me because I'm not good at that kind of stuff at all. When I had my place before that, when I like just got, you know, some money from writing songs from people, I looked in one catalog and got all my furniture from this one catalog, and everything looked the same, and it was really, really boring. So I was like, I can't do this again, because, you know, girls would come over and they'd be like, oh, wow, who decorated this place?
Yeah. What do your brother and sister do? What do they do?
My brother actually works with me with my merchandising, and my sister is a nurse.
Nice.
Yeah.
So look at that. She's doing something good and worthwhile, and you're just going around the world singing and making millions of dollars.
So you gave your brother a job.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I like to have my family with me. Like, my cousin is my road manager, so he's with me all the time. And, you know, my brother also. So
you're just hiring all the family.
Yeah, but it's good, though, because it means that you're surrounded by people that you can trust.
Exactly.
You know?
Is your cousin here?
Yeah, he is.
Where is he?
Oh, my God.
Is that him there in the corner?
Yeah, stage fright.
Hi.
He's a big guy. Look at that. Look.
Yeah. It's
look at the guns on that.
He's not to be messed with.
It's a recession, so, you know, he has several jobs. So, bodyguard, road manager. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, you got to.
And then when you got family there, that means at the end of the day, when you get back to the hotel room, you can close the door and you can bitch about everybody else that's like peed you off that day.
Exactly.
So you can close the door and go, I don't understand these English people. They're weird. You keep saying things that I don't understand this Bryn guy.
Especially Bryn. What's he on about?
Do you understand Bryn, our friend who works with you? Do you understand what he says when he talks to you?
No.
Jason, man.
Jason Derulo. I don't understand him now.
Don't worry about it.
No, but he's an awesome guy, though.
No, he's not.
He's all right.
He's okay.
He's all right. We don't mind him.
Look at him. He's so nervous.
Oh, he is. And then there's Jane. Look, wearing the glasses. She's like, she's a very foxy woman.
Yes, she is. Oh, she's very, very foxy.
She's cute. Look at that.
Yes.
That's what you should have. You should have when you come to London.
What do you mean you should have?
You should have your London.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You should have your London ladies.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Of course.
She might be a bit old for you, though. She's kind of... Well, no, because how old are you? 21?
20.
20. There you go. Yeah. So, like,
but 20...
2 years younger than me.
But 20 is that age where, like, you know, it's, like, right in the middle. Like, you know, you can go older and you can go younger. So, like, it's a perfect
age. Yeah, I'm
age,
same with me. I'm 24. And I can...
You can go...
I can go 23 or 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a problem. So you kind of... You studied ballet?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, in school.
Did you not get like stick from your mates about that? Did they not go?
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what you wanted to do.
I'm a pretty, you know, big guy. So I mean, I didn't really have any trouble in that department.
No.
I'm athletic too. You know, I played basketball in high school. So I mean, it was, you know, never like a real like stick for that.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And good for you if you're good at it and you enjoyed it. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that I enjoyed it. It's that I wanted to be the consummate performer. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know about the history of all forms of performing. You know, so I did opera. I did, you know, classical music, jazz music.
Yeah.
I did Shakespeare because I wanted to, you know the background and the root of all these performances. So that's why I did it.
Do you like all that music? Do you listen to that stuff still?
Not often, but I do. You know, it like music, like classical music, like can really, really like bring down some stress, like in 1 second.
Right.
Yeah.
So is your CD collection or stuff on your iPod, is it quite different? Is it quite varied?
It is. It is pretty varied.
I love that.
I
just like the idea of Jason Derulo sitting at home listening to a bit of Beethoven. Mr. Derulo, just 2 minutes. There's a great movement coming up here.
Exactly.
Well, whatever goes. Well, I've always said people like what they like. You
exactly.
know, I don't
Absolutely.
Think...
Do you listen to classical music at all?
I love classical music.
Yeah.
I love strings.
Yeah. Strings are awesome.
Anything with strings on, I love strings. We have our own strings.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She loves strings.
What about Jason can sing opera?
I know.
Do you know this?
Yeah.
I saw you do this on a TV show in Britain.
You did?
About a month ago or so, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got some pipes on you.
Classical, man, yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'm proper belted out. More! Like all that.
Oh, that was nice. Wow. The nice tone.
Like... I'm not trained either.
Well, no? All natural?
Yeah. I've had a few lessons, but I didn't really need them.
You don't want to talk about it?
That's a gift, man. That's a gift.
I know. Dave's got a great voice.
Yeah, can I?
Well, opera style?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Do you want some echo?
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
Wow, that was really nice. He had it in the back of his throat like
that. That's right. Yeah. What a place to be. Yeah,
exactly. I've never had a lesson.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, I believe you.
Okay, so you wrote your song for this girl at 8.
Yeah.
You never got any action there.
No.
And then you've written for other people.
Yeah, that's actually how I got started. When I was 16.
How do you do that? How do you? So you're sitting at home writing lyrics. And you go, yeah, I write my own songs. And but you don't have a deal. No, you're not doing anything. You're writing these songs, they're just sitting in your bedroom. It's just you're enjoying it. But they're not. How do you go from that to then people hearing your songs and other people recording it?
So, like, I was kind of, like, doing this kind of scam thing where, you know, I was, like, telling people I was a writer and I wanted to, you know, place material. When all I really wanted to do was record material for myself.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, this one would be awesome for this person. Oh, yeah, Usher would love this one. Yeah, so I'm making this material and working with these different producers.
But hang on, how do you get there? So you've written some sort of, what, do you send them to someone? Do you meet someone? Do you know?
Well, these producers that I was working with, they were not like huge names, but maybe like one placement here, one placement there. So, I mean, they're constantly looking for writers, you know, and people that are, you know, talented. So, when I got in there and I showed him my stuff, I mean, I was like, okay, well, we'll work with him. And they were thinking these songs were for, you know, other people. Right. And just so happens that one of the people that I was working with placed this record that I did. And I was like, whoa, okay, cool. So I placed this one and then it...
What does that mean when you say you placed it? What does that mean?
Placed, it went on someone's album.
Right.
The first one was Birdman for Birdman.
Right, okay. I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know.
Cash Money. Cash Money. He.
I don't know.
No.
Come on.
But if you,
Lil
Wayne. Yeah.
Love Lil Wayne.
Yeah. This is like his father.
I knew that. Yeah. Sure. I'm a big fan.
Mr. Cash Money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you've written
bigger Wayne.
If you've written a song, right, and you're happy with it, and you think, well, this could be recorded by any number of artists, what do you do then? Who do you send it to, and how does it get out?
You try to send it to A&Rs. The A&Rs are people who, you know, decide. Like,
and do you send it to everybody in the hope that somebody might pick up on it?
Well, you send it to people that it's, like, relevant to. You don't want to send it, like, a rock song to, you know.
Yeah, Usher. So you read a song and go, this is a song I've written for Usher. I think he would...
Right.
It'd be great on it.
Yeah, now I do. You know, back then, you know, I would be hoping like this with my fingers crossed. But now I can write a song and send it to, you know, whoever, which is, you know, awesome.
What happens if somebody that you don't like as an artist wants to do one of your songs?
I wouldn't do it. that's happened, you know.
Really?
But she can afford to do that now, you know.
Absolutely.
With all due respect, there would have been a time when before you broke and you were just... another songwriter.
Yeah, and then there's been times where I've written for somebody and regretted, like, giving them that good song because...
You met them and they were horrible.
Which one?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay, I see. Oh, really? Because they're a pain in the ass?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to help someone out that's not really, you know...
That's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's been, like, a song you've... How many songs have you written for other people?
I don't know. Maybe, like, 20 to 30.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, I mean, Lil Wayne, Danny Kane, Cassie, I mean, Aya, Sean Kingston.
What's like the one song you've written for somebody else that you wish you'd have kept for yourself?
I don't think I have one of those.
Oh, really?
Nah.
What's the biggest hit that you've never had that you wrote, if that makes sense?
That I never had?
Yeah, that you wrote that somebody else recorded.
That I wrote that someone else recorded?
Yeah.
Well, Replay by Ayaz was really, really big.
That was a massive hit.
Yeah.
That was yours?
Like a melody. Yeah.
Oh, that's so much money.
Yeah.
So before you've even started, before you've even released...
That's so much money.
What you say?
No,
but you make
it's
money.
It's not like, oh, that was a great song. It's like, oh,
but, no, I like
no,
that.
No, so but much you money. See, but it's songwriting that earns you the money.
It is a lot
though.
Of money.
No, yeah, but it's true, though. Yeah. If you don't write your own songs, if you don't, you know, you don't earn a fraction of what you'd earn as a songwriter.
Absolutely right about that.
So you write all your own stuff now?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
He ain't sharing that with anybody.
Yeah, and it's fun, man. You know, I actually get to do my thing now. You know, I don't have to, like, stay within anyone else's guidelines.
Right.
You know, I can make material with no, you know, no barricades, no...
Boundaries.
Boundaries, that's the word I was looking for.
Right. Ah, look at this.
Yes, sir.
You're flying. How long are you in the UK for?
I believe like 5 more days or something like that.
Do you like it here?
I love it here. I'm actually doing my first tour date today.
Oh, really?
Where? Yeah.
At the O2 Shepherd's Bush.
Nice.
Yeah. So excited about
it. Is he gigging tonight?
Huh?
That's tonight. Wow.
It's a great venue. We've been there many times.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good venue.
It is. I had a...
Like an old... It's a, like an old theatre.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got loads of character.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. Well, listen, I could talk to you all day.
You too, man. You're a nice guy.
I am a nice guy.
Yes, right. You're the best.
I'm very handsome. don't need to laugh.
I was laughing with you.
Thank you. Not at me. Jason is also playing at Manchester's Academy and Edinburgh at the Picture House and in Dublin in the Academy. Do you drink? Like a drink?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so. I'm here, so yeah. I'm here in the UK, so it's all right, right?
Yeah. Listen, when you go to Dublin, they know how to drink.
Oh, yeah?
They know how to party in Dublin.
Okay.
Mind you, after saying that, so do in Edinburgh and Manchester.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You could be drunk for the next week.
Yeah, so like the whole tour is just going to be...
Oh, yeah. Oh, seriously. You wouldn't remember any of this. I could get you to lend me $1,000 now, but when you come back, you won't even remember.
Oh, but you guys need to come on the road with me and show me around and...
Oh, we'll do that.
How did you find, by the way, the big weekend in Bangor in North Wales?
Oh, my goodness, it was awesome.
Was that huge?
Oh, so huge, man. I had a great time. The audience was completely nuts. So, I mean, it was amazing, man. Had a blast.
It was a good gig.
Yeah.
And Chad, that's where Bryn...
I know, yeah.
...told the story. Jason, man! Jason, wait up! I'm just talking to my mate! Jason's going... He's saying to his cousin, I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's saying. But you just smile. You smile and, you know.
Jason, man! Bless him.
You got some nice people working with you.
Yeah, man, I love them. They're awesome. For real, for real.
You do know what you do, because there's a lot of, as you know, there's a lot of idiots who work in the business.
Yeah, I do know.
But let me tell you, these two here, you got Bryn. And then you've got Foxy Jane in the glasses.
Yeah, there's very few, you know, I mean, she makes...
Has Bryn ever tried to make a move on you?
Nah.
He's never tried to do that?
Not that I know of. I don't understand half the things he said. Maybe when he's looking in my eyes, he's like,
right,
you know, Jason.
When he puts his arm around you and goes, mate, that was a great interview you did. And he starts to stroke your back. Do you not feel that?
Yeah, I did do that one time. I didn't know what he was saying, though.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, why not? Mm. He's a good-looking boy. He was a funny-looking boy. All right, listen, you've got to go, sadly, but nice meeting you, man.
Yeah. Oh, the pleasure was mine, guys. You guys are awesome.
Have a great gig tonight.
Appreciate that.
And with the tour.
Thank you, man.
Manchester, Edinburgh, Dublin. It's all sold out tonight, so you can't get a ticket. Because he sold 12 million records, that's why.
Well, I will be back very soon, so definitely, you know.
Come back and see us.
Come back in.
Yeah, absolutely. Come back and see us.
And give my love to all your family and your big cousin, that big monster there. Look at him. Size. What's his name?
Henry.
Henry!
Well, we call him Hank and Slash.
You can't call him Henry. A guy that big can't be called Henry.
Hank and Slash.
Yeah, Henry doesn't really work.
So Hank and Slash sounds a lot more threatening.
Yeah.
Henry in the UK is the name of a vacuum cleaner.
Really?
Yeah. A Hoover.
Mm. Yeah, that's not...
Henry! Henry! Wow, look at that. I could take him now.
You do?
Yeah.
He's all air.
Is he?
Full of air, yeah.
I'm all burger.
And air.
I'm all fries. Jason, have a great time in the UK. Nice to see you, man. Good luck with everything.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And, yeah, I like you. Lots of love.
Thanks a lot, man.
Jason DeRulo, thank you.
Jason DeRulo! Nice one, Jason. Jason, man, mate, I've got to say, that interview you just did was mint, man. Oh, God, like, the way you handled Dave and Chris was absolutely, like, amazing.
Mint. Yeah, thanks, mate. I don't know what you're saying.
No, man, I'm just saying, like, you know, like, it was great.
like, the way you, like, they asked you questions on that.
Yeah.
And you answered.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was brilliant, man. Oh, yo, can I give you another hug?
No, you're right, man.
What a nice fella he was.
Nice, isn't he?
Really nice.
Never seen someone from a record industry sweat so much outside that glass. I think he was expecting to be called on air any second, Bryn.
I didn't realise he'd written so many stuff for other people. That's why the money...
Jason, not Bryn. Like.
Yeah, Bryn's joking. Bryn can't write a shopping list.
Yeah, but no, I didn't realise he'd written so much for other people either.
Should we get Bryn in? Bryn, do you want to come in? I'm not. No?
Oh, no, come on. Come on. Asking and
let's bring Bryn in.
Bryn him in.
Jesus, man. Here he is, look. This is Bryn. This is our mate.
Hey, boss, man.
No. Hey, Bryn!
Hey! Hello, Christopher.
How are you, man?
How are you doing?
Jason, man.
Canny.
Go on, say it for us.
Jason, man.
There you go.
How are you, Bryn?
Very good, thank
good.
You.
Good.
You know he has no idea who you are. You I can know. Tell. When I was talking to Jason, he doesn't know who you are.
I know.
He's there going, oh, yeah, Bryn? And he's looking through the glass.
Which
yeah.
one? He knows who I am.
Are you two bonded?
Yeah, quite a few times.
You've been going out pulling the ladies together?
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. You proper Krampus style.
No, I don't. He cramps, man.
Is that what it is? why do you take him to Middlesbrough?
I'm sure he'd love it.
Take him for a night out in Borough.
And a Palmo.
That'd be huge.
I bet he's never had a Palmo before,
I bet
has
he hasn't.
Mm. A Palmo? Yeah, I've had one of them. Well, there you go. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's really nice.
Make sure you look after him, Bryn. Right? And stop trying to strike his back. I don't know what that was all about.
He was making that up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wishes.
He seemed to know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Jason, man, give us a hug. Come on, man. Let's hug it out. All right, nice one, Bryn.
Thank you.
Bryn's coming on the stag do. We're all going away tomorrow.
I know.
Cool. You're not coming, are you, dude?
No, I can't make it, sadly, but you look after this one and make sure it gets back for Monday.
Yeah, we need some surprises for Geordie.
Yeah.
That's your doing.
The surprise is we haven't paid for him yet. He's got to chip in £100. Oh, don't. Do you know what? It's been about an hour since Bryn last email going, oh, mate, sorry, I've got the numbers wrong. You need another £15.
Don't forget, by the way, I've still got a stag do in the bank as well for one weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, last time we did Tedious Link yesterday was Take That and Back for Good.